Blog Talk Radio.
If you could not hear it, it's called I'm Over You. I'm going to try to release it soon, but you know, it's just remixing and everything. I love to create, but I also love to think. And, you know, the topic that I have to say is that fortunately the problems I had, or karma, I had to deal with negative people. Unfortunately, I came across the worst people imaginable when it comes to going for dreams and trying to be surreal in terms of understanding life in this lifetime. You know, my music has been put down, but negative people I came across, they really put me down, said I cannot sing, and someone else should do it, and they even tried to steal it. And I make sure that, you know, I had to protect myself, putting on BMI, and they told me maybe get a publishing, all that. I had to because these individuals were interested in stealing something that they didn't write. You know, that's negative. Negative person, negative situation, negative consequences. I mean, writing includes the lyrics and the music, or both. I was looking at Burt Bacharach and Hal David. They wrote some of the greatest songs. I mean, their songs made millions. Hal David was the lyricist, and Burt Bacharach was the composer. It's like Elton John and Bernie Taupin, the lyricist and the composer. Songwriters are artists, are gifted. And if someone was to tell Hal David he was a songwriter or Burt Bacharach, that would be ludicrous. That would be perhaps delusional. But I would perceive that would be someone who's out of touch with reality or someone who's jealous. I had to be able to deal with that issue with a delusional person who said I didn't write my songs. I just happened to write words on it, or my melodies didn't matter. That's crazy. That's not true. That person's just jealous. That's a negative person that I stay away from. I just deal with the people who said I cannot sing. That's negative. But even if it's their opinion, it doesn't matter. I continue to sing or create. Try to be who I need to be. I don't hang around people putting down other people, but I came across people. I mean, I came across a delusional person who really thought I was a mentally retarded person. Mentally retarded. I happened to, as fortune, you know, came into play, went to college because, you know, I didn't make it in music when I was really, really young, so I had to go to college to have something to fall back on, and then I had the spark to create music. And that person really think I'm mentally retarded. That's a delusional person. That person's not necessarily negative. That person's out of touch reality. They need medication to understand reality, but I stay away from them because they don't know who I am and what I am. I don't hang around with people who are not well or people who put me down. And really, I got harassed and targeted, and it was all because I wanted to do my own thing. I know that, you know, with a lot of people, when they come across or deal with other people who are negative, they put people down. It's really difficult in a society to try to be yourself, especially if you're unique or you have a unique perspective on life. People dress differently, love differently, think differently. That's always going to be the case in this society or around the world or in this life. It's always going to be somebody who looks different, act different. But some people are intolerant. And all the stuff related to sexism, racism, anti-Semitism, you name it. Include homophobia? Okay, that too. That's part of the intolerance. That's negative. I don't hang around people like that. Religious intolerance? No, that's wrong. That's negative. Negative people, negative situations, negative consequences. But I had to deal with how I can stay stable and continue to do what I need to do to express myself in a way that it should, to promote wellness and to promote a better understanding for me and you know, to come up with a good perspective on how to live the way I should live in this world. And, you know, it's hard. It really is. Because people targeted me. They really did. They targeted me because they're cruel. Because they're ignorant. They're intolerant. And, yeah, they targeted me because I was, or I am, like everybody, in their own way, unique. About being truly who you are. And if you're unique out there in the world, you're a blessing for the world to see. You bring true value and true needs to give great advancement to this culture. You are someone who can enhance this culture, change it forever because of who you are, and that's a beauty to be unique. But unique that I'm talking about is something that's very positive. I'm not talking about a negative craziness or oddness that hurts people. Again, I dealt with people who are way out, too way out. Like I told you about that, this man who I lived 2 years, he said I was retarded, and he thought, and he banged on my window, which was crazy for no reason. He thought that I was, I went to a high school. He kept saying it. I had to ignore him. Because I think the reason why is because I didn't want to be his friend, and I ignored it. But he kept banging on my window. I thought the man was insane because I didn't know him. So hopefully if you see any delusional people who are committing crimes or doing something illegal, please get mental health services for them. Because they're not necessarily negative. They just need help. Now, there are some people who are delusional who commit crimes like this person that I met, I haven't seen in a long time. Now, if they're out of touch, and then please get the police and mental health involved, because negativity like that could bring trouble. It really can. Because we got to be positive. Everybody in this world is beautiful, no matter where you come from. And that's how I see things, you know. We are all beautiful. And I wanted to say good night from Dub Night.